If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Carrie Wells.
Thank you, David. Thank you. So where are you?
I was going to say, I'm in the Hamptons for the whole summer. I have not stepped foot back in New York. I have not left hardly ever. Where are you?
I am in Aspen and I'm here until further notice because my son is going to school out here. I still have my house in Atlanta, but I'm loving it. Like I'm living the dream out here. So I'm here.
Every single person I know, well, not everyone, but a lot of people from the Hamptons have left now that it is September and they are literally in Aspen right now as we speak. So
yes,
there you go.
I was with Ramona yesterday. And she has, I guess she has an amazing house in the Hamptons. I've not seen it, but she and I had lunch and she was saying how much she loves Aspen. She's out here for 2 weeks. She flew in on my flight. And so she's been doing like the Aspen social scene, doing all the tourist things to do. And she and I sat down for lunch and talked some amazing stories about all the ins and outs of the shows and some of the behind the scenes stuff and shared, you know, common stories. So it was really nice to sit down and have a chat with her.
You know, it's really funny when I said everyone I know that is now in Aspen, Ramona was the main person I was thinking of. Yeah, she has.
She's promoting Aspen like nobody's business because she's at Kemosabe. She's doing the hike. She's doing the lunches. She's having a great time. So.
And did you enjoy speaking to her? I'm sure she spoke to you about Real Housewives of New York,
yes,
the legacy show.
She has a lot of stories, a lot of history. She's done it for a long time. She's had the ups and downs, but yeah, it was nice. It was nice to talk with her.
That's good. I mean, lunch with Ramona, did you at least have a glass of wine? Did you at least have a glass of Pinot Grigio?
Well, no, not her Pinot Grigio. We both had spicy margaritas, but which they make amazing down at the Ajax Tavern. So we had a couple of those. And
do you miss the ATL while you're in Aspen? No, you just love it.
Atlanta has everything. I mean, choice. You can't miss, you know, anything you want any time of the day or night, Atlanta has. Here, not so much, but it has, for a small town, it has a lot of culture. It has museums, it has art shows, there's a big jazz festival going on this weekend. Fabulous restaurants. I mean, it's like New York. You can't have a bad meal here. But I do miss a lot about Atlanta, obviously my friends. And that's why I'm going to keep my place there so I can go back when I'm feeling a bit nostalgic or homesick, I can fly back. But I do feel my home is here because my sister lives here. And I always had a home here before I met my husband. And so yeah.
Wow. Well, you have to keep your home in Atlanta so you can go back and film. I mean, season 9, Married to Medicine, like you have truly been a part of the show off, you know, in one way or another since the beginning. Like, did you ever think you would be here? Did you ever think the show would be here? I mean, it's 9 seasons later.
Well, it's been a lot because every season is different, as you know. And like in the beginning, we didn't really know what the show was going to be about because it's just doctors and doctors' wives and we're just filming our lives. But for it to be such a hit, like, you know, going on 10 years, it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. Every season is so different. You know, what it just, oh, looking back at your experience, like, does something stick out as like the high, you know, like just there's so many different things like.
It's been really interesting for me because, you know, you film a lot more than they show. It's only a 45 minute show. And a lot of my scenes have not been shown this season. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure why, I'm thinking it's because I went against like one of the main cast members. And they'll always try and protect the main cast. Like in the beginning, when we started filming, it was Mariah, because Mariah was partially, you know, one of the producers of the show. So they're not going to make her look bad. So I felt on season one, I looked terrible. Like people didn't really get to know the true me. I think they showed me more as being a bit snobby or a bit elitist because of my accent, or, but I'm, you know, as people have gotten to know me over the years, they know that I'm a lot more down to earth than maybe I was shown in the beginning. And I get people, you know, writing to me all the time and saying, oh, it's so nice to get to know the real you. Because in the beginning, I don't think I was cast in a realistic light. And that happens also, you know, so every year someone will get a bad season, so to speak, because they'll be, you know, they won't be aired in the best light. And of course, you're responsible for what happens on camera because it's you filming, but it can also be shown, you know, in a certain light that makes people look bad. And I felt that has happened with me, you know, in the beginning, that happened with me, I would say.
What about this season? You know, why do you think, like, are you shocked that we haven't seen more of you, that like a lot of your scenes are cut? And
well, because it may come out in the end why, because there's definitely some jaw-dropping moments that happened this season with some of the cast, things you just never would have imagined. And, you know, people have not been particularly honest, and that's probably going to come out later in the show. I don't want to do any spoilers, but some of the people that have been on the show a long time, you know, if you're not honest, it'll come out eventually. So the truth always prevails is what I like to say. So I like to stick to my word, be honest, because otherwise, eventually when it comes out, you just look like an idiot.
You look like an idiot. I think, you know, it's hard to remember all the lies that you tell. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. That's the thing when, you know, what a tangled web we weave. When you tell one lie, you've got to tell 1,000, and then you don't remember who you've said what to. That's why I just like shoot straight from the hip. It's not always good, but it'll always be honest.
Why do you think, because there's really nobody new per se. I mean, you know, this season, like, why do you think we have a group of people that have been at this? You know, Anila's been at it less, sure, but you know, for so many seasons, like, don't they know at this point that, listen, the truth, like you say, always comes out? Like, shouldn't you just show up and be honest and do your job? Like, what goes through people's minds?
This season they bring in a great girl, Audra, who is an attorney, right? And she's just a straightforward girl. She's honest, she's not being pretentious, she's not. And I think when a newcomer comes along, sometimes some of the cast like to sort of haze them a little bit and be really mean to them. That's never been my experience. I've always been just, if I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. And if I don't like you, I'm not going to be nice to you. But I, you know, I take people face value. So I met her. She seems great. We had a laugh. She's honest. She's from Ghana. And so we just hit it off. But not everybody gets on well with her. And she has a major altercation with one of the cast members this season.
And we've seen like something already, you know, where like, you know, her profession was, you know, questioned.
Toya questioned her profession, which was extremely rude because she's worked hard to be an attorney. You know, it didn't come easy to her. She had to pass the bar exam. Like, that takes a lot. You know, people don't even, they fail a lot the first time. So I think she's a professional. And I think for Toya to judge her like that was kind of hazing a little way, you know, for her being a newcomer.
Right. Well, I'm an attorney too. I passed the bar. I do not practice anymore. And it's not fun or easy. There's nothing exciting about it.
I can imagine. I mean, Kim Kardashian didn't pass it first time. She worked hard. Her dad was a great attorney. So, like, you know, she had it in her family. She's probably been around law a lot, and so that probably helped her. But I'm sure it's a very difficult exam.
I feel like saying to Kim Kardashian, great effort, but why? Just go and run your billion-dollar empire, honey.
Oh my God. Do you think it's for the thing she's doing with the prison reform, maybe to understand that? And I think for her to be taken seriously, people wouldn't take her seriously otherwise. I think this way, she's proved herself. She's proved that she's an intelligent woman. She's able to do more than just reality television. And it proves she's got a brain, you know?
It does prove she has a brain. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I have suffered from eczema for pretty much my whole life. Now, I don't know if it's the change in weather from hot to a little bit colder this week, but my eczema is starting to act up worse than it has in months. I've tried a lot of products in the past, and I've grown frustrated because nothing has really worked long term. GladSkin, for me, was a game changer. GladSkin is a new category of skin treatment that's made for people of all ages with eczema, acne, rosacea. The reason GladSkin is different is because they used a science-based approach. GladSkin specifically works to target the imbalance in your skin's good and bad bacteria. They use a microbalance. That's right, a microbalance. And that helps restore the balance of the good and bad bacteria. Also, for me, other products I've used in the past have been harsh. Even those that eventually worked, there was that harsh, stingy feeling. GladSkin is very soothing. Don't wait to try GladSkin. They are offering my listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/velvet. That's gladskin.com/velvet for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/velvet. It's so important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. I speak from experience when I say when you work on yourself, you start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. Therapy has really given me the tools to deal with challenges as they arise. It's helped strengthen my relationships. For my therapy, I've turned to Talkspace. Getting started is the most important part. And listen, I mean, we all say it. I'm going to wait till something goes wrong to get started. Wrong. Start now. Start today. Talkspace has helped me so much. They're the number one online therapy platform. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. Anxiety, depression, relationships, and on and on and on. And you all know I'm in the Hamptons for the summer, so what I love about it is it's mental health care that meets your needs wherever you are. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code VELVET to get $100 off your first month just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. That's Velvet and Talkspace.com. Do you have a low from this whole experience over the 9 seasons? Like one thing that sticks out for you or like something you were a part of where there was like an argument where you're just like, I am so uncomfortable right now?
The low for me was definitely the fight that happened at my house, which happens to be the biggest fight ever on reality television. And, you know, I was, it was all these doctors and doctors' wives and a beautiful black tie soiree. And we're just getting to know each other. And as Dr. Simone put it, two bitches in ball gowns fighting. I mean, that was, for me, that was the low, definitely.
It was such an intense fight. Does anything shock you at this point? Like, you say every season is different. Like, how do you feel this season is different? And like, does anything shock you? I mean, you've been around this group for so long.
Well, after recovering from that, I think nothing shocks me. It is just like, you've seen it all. Like, I never expected to have to deal with that in my lifetime. So for me, it was like, once you get over that, what possibly could shock you?
Yeah. That's really true. How is this season different for you?
This season, I guess, it's nice having Audra because it's a new cast member. It diverts some of the attention. And so for me, it's been like, I don't know, it's been fun, but it's also had a lot of more serious tones this season.
It has. Well, one thing that stood out to me as more serious was this intervention with Dr. Heavenly. What did you think? You were not there, but what did you think of all of this?
You know why I wasn't there? Because Contessa didn't want me in her home. She and I had gotten into an altercation. I'm not an altercation. That means physical. But we got into a discussion and she was so mad at me. She didn't want me in her home. And they didn't even show that. In Vegas, she had gone off on me at breakfast before she and Heavenly got into it. And so for me, it was like, God, this new Contessa I'd never seen. Like, she was so angry and so irritated because of what I'd revealed the previous year about her, the time I'd heard her and her husband discussing things. And I hadn't even revealed what they were discussing, but I'd mentioned it to Toya. Next thing you know, they're filming outside of her room. And I think she blamed me for that. But in reality, like, I don't run the show. I'm just a cast member or a friend. Like, I'm not in charge of anything that happens. So it shouldn't have been me to blame. She should have been a little bit more understanding, I think.
Yeah. And also, I mean, isn't that the show? Isn't this the assignment? Isn't this what we show up for? Like,
what else are we going to talk about? Like, we're revealing things that happened, and that's something that happened.
So that's why, like, she just was like, I don't want you here. Wow. Yeah.
She didn't want me in her home. But I'm glad I wasn't there because it ended up being a complete drama between Heavenly and her. And according to, I wasn't there, but I think her child came down, or it just became like, when kids get involved, it's never good, you know?
Were you shocked, like, when you watched it, like, that this intervention was even happening?
Well, I was shocked because the night it happened, Toya called me on her way home and was like, you are not going to believe what happened tonight. Like, it's too much. Like, her and Heavenly, I don't know how they'll recover from this. I really don't.
I mean, that's kind of where I was. Like, we saw a moment on the Vegas trip where they seemed to be heading back in a good direction, but I imagine that doesn't last based on some coming attractions we've seen for the rest of the season. What about, you know, do you think that, you know, Heavenly has learned from this intervention? Like, did you think that everyone overstepped? Like, what did you think? Like, whose team are you kind of on?
She and I talked about this and I said to her, you know, you can be mean. We had a podcast a few weeks ago and I said, Heavenly, sometimes you come across as being really mean, you know, I don't think you deliver it. People receive it in a much more detrimental way than perhaps she means to deliver it. And this was her answer. She said, I will always go two steps lower than anyone else. Like, if you come for me, I'm going to go 2 degrees lower. And that's her strategy. My strategy is I'm nice unless you come for me. And then I'm not as nice, but I'm not, I guess, I think when Contessa first started coming for me, she saw me maybe as an easy target, or she maybe saw me as a weaker person. But then I stood up for myself. She realized I wasn't. Whereas with Heavenly, if you come for her, it's going to be two steps lower. So you just have to be prepared.
I'm kind of a mixture of both you and Heavenly. Like, I am so nice.
I would like more like Heavenly in a way, because people don't mess with her as much. I mean, I think a lot of people are afraid of her. That's not my, you know, I'm not afraid of her, but I think some of the cast are, and they stick with her like her little minions because they're afraid of her.
Right. I mean, I'm like, she does go low, but personally, I've said this before, I have no problem with that. Like, if you come for me, I don't get offended. You could say anything, but if you really want to come for me, I will go lower.
Yeah. Well, you have to definitely have thick skin on this show. You have to be able to take the verbal blows and not take it, you know, not take it to heart, because it is, you know, you've got to stick up for yourself. You can't be a wallflower that's just going to take it. And I think that's hard sometimes, because some of the girls, you know, that they've done it for a long time and they're used to getting their point across no matter what. And for me, a lot of the time, it's I can't get a word in edgeways. It's like I'm trying to speak. So I've shouted, you know, I've gotten up and said things. So you just have to have that strategy where you're not going to sit back and let people bully you, because that, you know, you just can't do that.
Do you think this group is, you know, they're as, you know, like you said, you had lunch with Ramona. I mean, the Housewives, like they're on par with the Housewives. Do you think they're more intense than Housewives? I mean, is it equal? I mean.
Well, Ramona told me a funny story. She said in interviews, when they're saying things, she'll go, oh, we're not Atlanta, which means that they will never have altercations like the Housewives of Atlanta. And that's what the Housewives of Atlanta are kind of known for. And then when Married to Medicine came out, it was doctors and doctors' wives. So it wasn't really Housewives of Atlanta. But some of the scenes definitely go there, I would say. They definitely hold a par with the Housewives of Atlanta for physical things, which is crazy to me. Like, you know, I would never put my hands on a person. Even if someone did to me, I would deflect. I would deflect the drama. But some people are not able to do that, which you will see in this season.
Yeah, like when they said that mid-season trailer, it did seem like something was coming, that people had to be separated. It was hard to even tell what was going on, but it seems like there is a physical altercation coming.
Yes, and it's not good. You know, Bravo doesn't like that. They don't agree with that. So it was definitely a shock for everybody.
Were you there? And like, do you ever get scared? You know, I mean, I've asked other housewives this, because like I've had people on like from Potomac, where there was a thing between two housewives, Monique and Candace. Like, do you ever get like scared when you're there and it starts getting physical? I mean, I probably would.
Well, I would say this particular altercation I did, because I was sitting right next to Toya, and things got crazy. And everybody was getting really, I mean, it didn't just die down. It kept going. And so Jackie left, Simone left. I think Simone left. And then I left, and we're just like, time to go, you know, not stick around for that.
Have you ever been, you know, look, Heavenly took no prisoners in her YouTube channel, which led to this intervention. Have you ever been a part of, you know, her tongue?
Oh God. Yes. Heavenly last year said, she goes, Kerry Wells, I'm coming for you. You know, I think you're coming back if you, because I said Dr. Damon Daddy, and that really pissed her off, even though it was just meant as a joke. So I think she definitely came for me. She did. And she said, you know, Kerry Wells, I'm coming for you. If you want to, you know, I just take it all as a grain of salt.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, so there's some good news and there's some bad news here today. Now, the good news is, if you're listening to this, you are alive. But there is bad news. The bad news is, you probably don't have life insurance. I certainly didn't, and that's why you need Ethos. Now, I looked into some other companies. I needed the option of getting life insurance, and it was so confusing and it was outdated and this huge application process. I was like, I have no time to deal with this today. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until one day I discovered Ethos. With Ethos, you can get life insurance in 10 minutes for as little as $10 a month. They have no medical exams, which I love. There's just a few easy health questions and very competitive rates from top-rated carriers. So basically what I'm saying is it's affordable and convenient. Do you know that every year you wait, life insurance premiums increase by 8 to 10%? Get a free personalized quote at ethoslife.com/velvet. That's spelled ethoslife.com/velvet. Go to ethoslife.com/velvet to get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions. I hope you all had a good summer, but you know what? Summer's over and now it's time to get serious about feeling good. And how can you feel good without Dane products? The Eva. The Eva is one of their most popular products. Let's be honest. Sex is better when everybody is enjoying themselves. It's a hands-free vibrator for couples. It boosts your pleasure and connection, all with a little toy that won't get in the way. Now, if you're not in a relationship and you don't have anyone, hello, just like me, you can use the Palm. The Palm is a versatile vibrator from Dane products. It's super bendy. I mean, hello, are you guys getting turned on just by me talking? But honestly, the Palm is great if you're alone. You hold it in the palm of your hand. The Eva is great if you're in a couple. There's the Fin. It's a finger vibrator. They have sex oils and lubes. You know what the best part is? Dane offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. You go to daneproducts.com, you enter the code VELVETROPE, and you get 15% off. That's right, the Palm, the Eva, the lube, the sex oils, 15% off. Go to Dane Products and enter code VELVETROPE. I remember she did not like the Dr. Damon Daddy at all.
Oh no, she didn't let that go for a long time, but that was just a joke. Like, that's the thing. In this show and in this, with this group of ladies, whenever one person does something they don't like, they go, oh, that's a joke. But then when the other person does it, it's not a joke. So you just have to, you got to take the rough with the smooth.
Do you think Heavenly has like learned from this intervention, learned from everybody saying like, look, you truly hurt us. We're not angry.
No, she's right back. Maybe a little bit tamer, but her podcast, God, she gets into it. She doesn't hold back.
She does not hold back from what I can tell either.
She has a strong opinion and she's going to let you know her opinion.
What about, you know, like you say everything, like some things are jokes. You know, we had this thing where like Ania and Dr. Saja showed up as movers.
Oh my God. That
I didn't think that was that big a deal, but apparently Toya and Eugene did.
Yeah. I think they took it as a great offense because it maybe hit home or it hit a nerve, but that was a joke. Like it was not meant to be malicious. It was just supposed to be funny. It was a dress up night. I think they don't like to be the target of people's jokes, which is understandable, but I think they took it way too seriously.
Do you think, you know, because like Eugene got right more upset than Toya, like, you know, do the husbands sometimes, are they more drama filled than the wives?
The husbands normally are really calm and they don't, you know how it is, guys versus girls. Girls are a lot more drama most of the time, maybe not with all guys and girls, but definitely with these group of doctors. And I think Eugene, like, it really hit a nerve. Like, he took it very seriously.
I was like, what is going on here?
Dr. Saja, though, is funny. Like, he'll hold his own. He doesn't back down either. So that's good.
He did hold his own.
Yeah, he does.
Well, you also had, you know, you've been on many a trip. We have this Vegas trip that looked kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they have another trip coming up, which will be revealed. But yeah, it's just, I guess I've not watched the latest episodes. We get them a week before and we get to look at them. I haven't had a chance to look at that. So I'm not sure where we are at in the show. I know, you know, it just revealed that Toya and Eugene are both very unhappy. They're going through some stuff. And then there's going to be more with Dr. Saja and Anila and what they have to go through. But yeah, it's going to be, the rest of the season is going to be pretty exciting.
I mean, it looks exciting. On this Vegas trip, they did, you know, we end up playing this game, you know, like never have I ever, you know, at the minute we hear this on any reality show, it's like, is there any world in which this is going to end well?
Well, it never ends well, but this is what it's like truly. So you're at a table in this fabulous restaurant. Like the guy went all out with caviar and salmon and shrimp and lobster, and he really did an amazing spread for us. Camus wine and 7 different courses. And so you're sitting there and you've had a martini or you've had your glass of wine and the night's going on, and you forget, you don't even think about the cameras. Like it just, it, as strange as that may sound to people watching, it's just you talking. And so I guess Anila was a little bit embarrassed by what she had said. But we were all pretty honest, I guess.
I mean, do you feel like, okay, good for you, we're all being open? You know, listen, there was a lot of sex talk. Or is it like, you know, just sometimes it's a little too TMI?
Definitely too much. I think the scene with Dr. Jackie where she takes all the girls to this sex shop and it's like, this guy talking about all the apparatus and blah, blah, blah. Like that for me, I was just shopping. I was walking around shopping. I don't need some guy explaining to me how things work on my private parts. I just don't. Like, if that's for you, all well and good. But I can choose my own things if I need them. I don't need instructions. Like, it's so, but that's Dr. Jackie's thing. You know, she's Queen Bee right now. So she's all about the vagina. She's all about writing books about vaginas, talking about vaginas, showing vaginas, treating vaginas. Like, that's her thing.
It is her thing. But what about the husbands? Like, should the husbands be or the wives be off limits? Like, we just had something similar in Beverly Hills where like Mauricio and PK, they were saying like, whose wife if you had to choose someone? I mean, this
is our dinner. And
I know
said that she'd go for Dr. Saja. Like, what the hell? What, where does that come from? Why would you say that? I mean, I, at one point, put my napkin over her mouth. I'm like, you need to stop talking. You need to stop talking. But, you know, she doesn't.
That's when it's like, I mean, like, if, even if you think this, like, you're going to have to face all these people tomorrow morning, like, enough, right?
Never say those things about my husband. Like, even if I thought them, I just, that wouldn't be my topic of conversation because, yeah, they should be off limits.
What about, you know, like you said, like Toya, you know, we see some things coming up with like Toya and like, I mean, you know, of course we talked about like a lot of other people's marriages, like you're happily married. Like who do you think can use your marital advice the most out of the married couples?
Well, I've been married almost 20 years. Dr. Wow. Simone and Cecil have been through a lot. They reunited. Dr. Jackie and her husband, Curtis, went through a lot. They reunited. I think Anila has a strong marriage. I've met Audra's husband. He seems great. They're newlyweds. Heavenly, of course, she and her husband have a strong marriage. And Toya and Eugene, I think, have a strong marriage. But I think this season, you're going to see some of the problems in certain people's marriages. So that's coming.
Do you think being on like this show kind of helps a lot of these women in their marriages or...
It's devastational for marriages. Ramona was saying that the other day. She blames, you know, a lot of what happened for her divorce. Because you're under a lot of pressure. You're dealing with your cast members and drama and problems and you're working filming and so there's not a lot of time. And then you've got your job or whatever you do normally. And the kids, you know, there's not a lot of time for husbands. And I think that can lead to husbands feeling a little bit left out and then minor problems become major problems. And if you're not sitting down and talking about it, and if you're not completely having each other's back, then there's going to be problems in your marriage.
I would agree with all of that. Does Ramona think that like being on the show for so long is like what led to her divorcing Mario?
Well, she does blame a lot of the show for the stress that it put both of them under.
I could see that. I mean, I've had other housewives on that have point blank said, I think I would still be married if it wasn't
for the show. I think it's the curse of a lot of relationships because it highlights, if you have a flaw or a crack in your marriage, that's going to be shown. That's going to be highlighted. Any skeletons you've got in the closet, they're going to be revealed. Like if, for people to think that, oh, I did this and I can get away with it. That's not the case. It will be shown because people are watching and people are revealing things and people are talking and there's going to be, you know, secrets revealed. So that's just part of it. You have to accept that going into it, that you can't have a lot of secrets. I mean, it's like politicians, you know, they think they're going to get away with things and then years later it comes out.
I wonder if Ramona, look, she had a great run. I wonder if she regrets being on Housewives.
I don't think so. I think, you know, she has a positive attitude. She's the type of person that will say it is what it is, you know, but it's like when I got going with this, Heather DeBrow said to me, it's the 80-20. And I think we talked about that last time. You're going to love 80% of it, or if you hope, and then 20% of it, you're going to hate. So as long as you look at it like that, there's times when you watch yourself and you cringe things you've said or how they're depicted. But for the most part, it's a positive experience, or at least that's been my experience.
I think that's such a good way. I think we did. And Heather DeBrow said that. I think that's such a good way to put it because same thing with this podcast, like any job, I think in the public eye or where something's being recorded and time date stamped, 20% of the time you just cringe. It just is what it is.
God. I mean, every time, and a lot of actors, I was reading about Brad Pitt, he never watches himself and a lot of actors never watch themselves. And I think with reality TV, you know, that's showing your life and how you talk and what you say and what you do, yeah, it's hard to watch yourself sometimes. So I will skim through, like if I watch the seasons, I'll skim through a lot of it. So I get the gist of what's going on. I don't need to know all the ins and outs and listen to everything I've said, but you know, I'll skim through it.
You like to fast forward through your own scenes.
Oh my God. And other people's. Like I was there. I don't need to relive it sometimes, but yeah, unless it's a great funny scene and then I watch it and laugh my head off. But for the most part, I'm fast forwarding.
I get it. I mean, listening back to myself on this podcast is not my favorite thing to do in the world, but I'm glad everyone else enjoys it so much.
They do. Yes. You've had some very famous one. And God, I was so sorry. You had Anne Heck on and Hesh.
Hesh, yeah.
Yeah. And God, what a tragic death. That's so tragic.
It was crazy timing. And I just, you know, people say, look, we just bonded. Like she was so vibrant and it was
open.
And like, I say to people, like, that's definitely like one of my favorite episodes just because we just connected. I loved her.
And then that's for all time. Like that is so good that you have that interview, like the images of her and film of her that never would have been revealed.
It's like, she was just wonderful. And like, I really came away thinking like, this woman is brilliant. Honestly, I thought she was like, she had so many thoughts and she's like, are you following me? And I'm like, I'm following everything you're saying, just about love and life. And just, I was like, I'm right here with you. I understand.
I love that.
It's a good one. If you haven't listened, you should listen.
I'll have to check it out.
Well, Ramona also says, you know, that it's hard to date because she's on the show. I mean, she said this in many interviews, like she's like, men, straight men do not want this. They don't want to be on camera. They think they know you, you know? So I think it makes it hard to date when you're on a show for as long as Ramona
It is hard. I'm glad I'm not having to try and date because a lot of people, they don't want the attention. And so they think maybe by dating you, they're going to be on camera, or it's going to be said something about them or in the newspapers. So yeah, I guess a lot of guys are a lot more private than the girls on the show. And so they just don't want to be a part of it.
What about, speaking of dating, Quad is single. So what type of guy, like, do you think Quad needs if you were going to fix her up?
She's such a catch. I don't know why. I mean, she's happy. Like, she's not desperate. She's got her life. She's got her house. She's got her nephew. Her mom's living with her. She's got her whole family support system. So she's not desperate for a guy. She's happy in what she's doing and who she is. But I think she's a catch. Like, she's a beautiful young woman. I mean, what guy wouldn't want her?
And she sings. She seems happy single as well.
So, like, yeah.
Anyone in Hollywood that you can think of, like, if you were going to set Quad up with someone famous, like, can anyone come to mind?
Oh, my God. That is a... I've always had a crush on Lenny Kravitz. I think he's such a handsome man, such a fabulous, like, unique character. And he seems mysterious. And I always, like, salivated over his videos. I think him, but I'm sure he's happily married.
I was going to say, there ain't nothing wrong with a little Lenny Kravitz. And no, he's actually single. So, I mean, you know, at least to the best of my knowledge. So let's just put that out there into the world.
Yeah. So I could see that. I could see those two.
Do you watch? I mean, you don't have to. Do you watch other Bravo shows? Like, are you a fan of any of the other shows?
I have watched them. I've been busy the last couple of years, so I've not watched them. I mean, I watched Below Deck because it was always on before our show. But I just like to see clips. Like, I'm on Instagram all the time. And so I get all the clips of all the stuff coming out. And so, yeah, I'm more of a clip watcher than a show watcher.
What about, do you know any of, like, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, just being local in Atlanta, even though you're in Aspen?
Candy had a fabulous event for her restaurant. I was at that a few months back. And so, you know, everybody was there. It was a great event for her new show. You know, she's got that new show out.
Yeah.
So the launching of that. So it's small circles in Atlanta when you're mixing with that crowd. So yeah, you get to meet them all.
What about, I mean, I know we see in the coming attractions, you know, and it's been all over the news, like Ania, you know, like her home invasion, like Marlo from Atlanta Housewives, her home invasion. It just came out that Marlo's was part of, like, this gang that apparently also broke into Mariah Carey's house. Like,
horrible.
Is it, I mean, I'm in the Hamptons, but, you know, normally I'm in New York City, which has changed a lot in the past. Like, is Atlanta...
Well, it's scary because people are not afraid. You know, there'll be cameras and there'll still be a home invasion or a robbery. And often it's these young kids that are just trying to smash and grab and get stuff. I mean, it's really sad. But I was also at Sheree's event. She had a fashion show, which was fabulous. I think it's going to be shown, or may already have been shown.
She by Sheree, yes.
Yes, and that was fun. All the ladies were there. That was a great evening. But going back to Marlo and going back to Anila, it's the reason why I have become more off the grid and not showing my home and my things, because I was in a robbery. Like, I was held up and robbed in Atlanta 2 years ago. And I just changed my life after that. I became a lot more conscious of what I'm putting out there, you know, where I'm living, what I'm doing, because I want to protect my family. I don't want to be putting it all out there. And I think in this day and age, you have to be really careful what you put out, because there's always someone watching. And like the guy that robbed Kim Kardashian, he said he didn't feel guilty because she had that. Like, it's just nothing to her. He watched her, like, throwing this ring about, and, like, she's super wealthy. He took the ring. He didn't harm anyone. That's maybe how they're justifying it. So, you know, as long as no one gets hurt, but then if they've got guns, you're one bullet away from being dead. You know, the guy that robbed me had a gun to my head and he went on to shoot three people. Like, I was, after that, I'm like, mm-mm. My life is changing. I'm not doing any of the stuff I was doing before. I just, it became a lot more real and a lot more serious for me after that.
was this like, it wasn't in your home, it was just out and about?
No, I was in a nail salon and I was one of the last customers, and it's this Buckhead nail salon that's, you know, got very wealthy clientele, and it was in October, so it was dark, and these two guys came in not wearing masks. So I'm like, I'm dead, because I can see their faces full on, like, and they basically held everybody up, hit me over the back of the head with a gun. I fell to the floor, smacked the front of my head. I think I was unconscious for like, I don't know how long, maybe a minute, maybe only 45 seconds or so. But when I came conscious, I went to grab my keys and my phone because they were on the floor and I don't know why. And he saw me going to grab my things. And so he pushed me down and said, I will effing kill you if you're going to make a phone call. I'm like, I'm not making a phone call. Just, you know, just not doing anything. And they robbed everybody. Robbed the cash register, took everyone's purses and jewelry, and then just left. But they caught them, and they both unfortunately got life in prison because they'd done it a lot. And they were young guys, like 21, 23, like kids really, with, you know, for what? What did they get? Not much.
Wow. So
sad. It's sad.
And you try not to wear like fancy stuff. I mean, I have a friend, I mean, she yells at me all the time because she doesn't wear a lot of her stuff.
If I go out in Atlanta, I'm not wearing all the real stuff. Like, I'm going to be a lot more conscious. Here in Aspen, it's safe. You know, it's not, it's a different vibe. So I can wear it, luckily. But yeah, in Atlanta, I'm not going to be all diamond bracelets and Cartier and all the, you know, I'm just not.
It's the same thing with the Hamptons. It's safe because there's only one way in and out. And like, if something happens here, it would be literally all over every town within like 30 seconds. And like everyone would just, so, but it's the same thing versus New York. It is.
Same here. There's one road in and one road out. So what they often do if someone commits a crime, they just block the road at the entrance, like 20 miles down the road, 50 miles down the road, and catch them. Like, it's, people don't get away with crimes here.
That's the same thing here. Like, people don't lock their doors. I lock mine, but most people don't. They're just like, there's one way in and one way out. So you block the way out and it's over.
I park my car. I never lock it. The keys are in it. Like, it's just a different vibe. In Atlanta, I have to make sure the Range Rover's mirrors are in because people will go around. And if they see those mirrors out, it means the car's not locked. They'll just rob your car. We were at an event and we came out and Duncan, my husband's car, was gone. We're like, where did we park? And then we realized about 20 minutes later, oh, it was stolen.
I'm glad you could say that with a smile on your face.
Yeah. And 2 weeks later, it showed up just before the insurance was going to get us a new car. But we got his old car back and it was a bit dirty, but not bad. I mean, no damage.
But I guess after what you went through with having like a gun to your head, I guess that would change. I mean, that's like what Dorit went through on, is going through on Beverly Hills. Like, I think that would change you forever.
Oh my God. I was never the same, like never the same since. It makes you a lot more nervous about your surroundings. Like, I'd go into grocery stores and I think if there's an open shooting, this is where I'm going. Like, you plan your escape. Like, it's crazy to live like that. It's crazy to have to live like that. But unfortunately you do when you're living in a big city.
Wow. Yeah. No, I feel I'm just a non-trusting New Yorker. And I'm always like, if I hear someone like walking fast behind me, like I have that. I mean, I'm not, there's no bragging here because put a gun near me and I'm susceptible, but I have like a weird thing where I'm always expecting something bad to happen, which I don't know if that's a great way to live either.
Don't, because you attract what you think about. So yes, I always hope for the, I plan for the worst, but hope for the best. That's what I like to do. Like, I have my strategy of what I'll do in that situation, which is basically surrender. And that was the thing. I didn't know in an armed robbery, you have to like get down with your hands up. So I'm standing there like this and the guy smacks me over the back of the head, get down. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't get the freaking armed robbery memo that's what I'm supposed to do. You know, forgive me. But that's the thing. In an armed robbery, get down on the floor, put your hands up, put your hands out and just stay still.
Right. Let them see where your hands are.
Yeah.
That, okay. Getting down, I don't think I knew.
I didn't know that. Like, is that a thing? Is that a thing?
I guess it is, but I didn't know that either. I understand, like, I would just say, take, like, whatever you want. Like, yeah. I don't want any of it. Please just take it.
Yeah.
That's my plan. So there you go. What about, you know, do you like this experience being like a friend? Like, do you want to be a full-time cast member on Married to Medicine? I
do not, because my life is all about travel. Like, I travel so much. I love traveling. I've taken my kids around the world. Now my husband has got a lot of time. He's semi-retired, so we can go on trips whenever we want. And so when you're filming, you have to commit a big portion of the year to that. And for me, that was just, it's too much. I love being a friend. I can show up more or less when you want. You know, you go to the, you get invited to everything. You go to what you want. And, you know, it's easy. You're not, there's not as much of a commitment. And at this stage of my life, I'm all about choice. Like, to me, the true value is not having to answer to a boss, not having to be anywhere, do anything. I've raised my kids. You know, my son's here. He's got 2 years left of school, but he's pretty independent, so I can travel whenever I want. And that to me is a gold mine. Like, I love that. There's so many places in the world I still want to go. I've been to 53 countries. I want to be able to go to many more. That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
I have been to 56 countries and all 7 continents. So I understand.
Woo! You beat me.
I understand. People don't realize. I'm like, no, I need a ring light, my computer, and my microphone. And I'll work. I'll work from wherever I go. I'm not going to work, but I need to be able to pick up and be here for 2 months, there for a month. If you want me in one location, I'm going to start freaking out. It's not going to work. It doesn't work.
I love traveling.
Right. Do you have a place, like, what's your favorite place you've ever been? Do you have one?
We were just in Lugano in Switzerland, which I love. It's got the Italian vibe. It's got the Swiss vibe. It's more relaxed, like the Italian style, like Lake Como, and fabulous restaurants, fabulous hotels. You can't take a bad picture, like, wherever you look. So we spent quite a bit of time there. We did this amazing train tour of Switzerland, first class, you know, glass trains, on able to see all the glaciers, mountains, everything. And I love that, but I've not been to Japan. I want to go to Japan. That's one country I haven't been to. I mean, I loved Indonesia. I've been India, Russia, I've been everywhere, but I've done all of Europe, like every single place. But I would like to do Japan. I've not been to Japan.
Japan is, like, out of everywhere I've been in Asia, I would say Japan is like my number one.
I've heard. And I might go skiing there this year. The people along, like, the vibe, they seem very kind. It's very safe. People seem very honest. So I'd love to go to Japan. The only thing I'm worried about is my friend was there with her kids on a train, and the people were saying, shh, shh. Like, because Americans, and I consider myself American, really, because I've been here so long, are kind of loud because there's a lot of land. This is how I justify it. America's big. There's a lot of land. You're in a house. You're not on top of each other like in England, which is small. Land is very expensive. So English people tend to be more reserved. You don't have to say, hey, it's dinner time. You go, tea is served, you know, whatever. So, but in America, everybody's loud because they have to freaking shout because the land is so big. So in Japan, people were saying to her, can you calm your children down? You know, shh, shh. Kept telling her to quieten her children. So I'm a bit worried my family might be a bit noisy for Japan.
There's a lot of rules in Japan. Like, they're very nice, but it's very strange. Like, there's these, like, when there's a rule, they just, the answer is no. And you're like, but, like, I mean, you know, don't try to substitute anything at a restaurant. Like, you know how here you're like,
really?
There's none of that. It's like, just, but there's no basis for the rule. But when there is a rule, they're like, they're not rude. They just can't believe, they're like, no, just the answer is no. It's just that simple.
well, yeah, I have to then get coaching from you before we go, because my family is the kind of family that rules are suggestions for the most part. Like, oh, is that a rule or is that a suggestion? And I think that tends to be, although my daughter's a rule follower, but I'll have to call you before and say, okay, we're going to Japan. What do we need to do?
You just call me. I'll give you pointers. Would you ever, you know, like, the rumor is out there, you know, I mean, she's even telling people, I think herself, like, you know, the rumor is like, you know, Ramona's not coming back to the Real Housewives of New York, the legacy show. She's in Aspen. You seem to be in Aspen a lot. Would you ever want to be, you know, maybe you and Ramona should be, you know, start the Real Housewives of Aspen?
I can't speak for Ramona. I don't know, but that could be a good show. There's a lot of drama that goes on out here, but yeah. Who knows if that would catch on? The Real Housewives of Aspen with Ramona and I. And also, I mean, so many people visit here. It could be a great show for all the people that come in. Like, it's, that's what they say about Aspen. The world comes to you because there's so many private jets flying in. Like, forget it, Christmas and New Year. Like, it's, you can't even get dinner reservations unless you plan months in advance, because everybody in the world comes to Aspen during that 2-week period. I've got people knocking on my door wanting to buy my home. Like, I've had people put notes in my mailbox. I'd love to buy your home. I'd love to buy your home. You know, and then rent it. Would you consider renting your home? And I did for a while. I rented it. And I know Ramona rents hers in the Hamptons for ridiculous amounts of money. But it's just a special place to be, like the Hamptons. And there's limited land, limited homes, limited building. So there's not room for everybody.
I was going to say, Aspen at that time is exactly like the Hamptons in the summer. It's like, you don't have to go anywhere. You walk down like Main Street, you hear every accent possible. Everybody comes here. Yeah. All of a sudden people come out of the woodworks that you don't even know you're friends with. You know, you haven't spoken in 20 years. You're like, oh, so I understand you want to come and visit for the summer.
Oh, that happens.
And the land, it's like people get knocks on their doors at all times. Like, do you want to sell your house? It's like, well, sure. But where would you like me to go after that?
Yeah, I know. Where would we live? And that's the thing, like all the celebrities that you must meet in the Hamptons. Like, I have met so many celebrities and I don't want to name drop because it's so crazy. But here it's good because they can walk around, they can have dinner, they can, without being harassed. Like Prince Harry was here last week doing a big promotion for his charity, playing polo. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, Prince Harry. So, you know, but not, oh my God, Prince Harry, can I please have a photo? Can I please have, I mean, maybe some people, but not many. It's the town where people can be themselves. They can mix with the locals. It's not like a big deal.
It's literally the same thing here. I mean, this one restaurant I go to, like down the street, like Paul McCartney goes there all the time. Like the other day, I mean, I just, in my, he was there and I'm like, I'm looking around and I'm like, it is, I mean, he was walking from table. I'm like, literally there's, I'm like, if one person, just one person quietly asked this man for a picture, I probably might be the second person. I'm not going to be the only, not one person bothered him. Nobody asked for a picture. You could see people, there was a quiet hush, but nobody really, you're like, you could be left alone here. It's literally the exact same thing. And I'm like, it's Paul McCartney. I'm like, this man is probably in heaven that no one bothers him here.
I know. I mean, that must be great that they can do that. My girlfriend's son is a 10-year-old rock star. Like, he is an amazing musician. So she lives in Miami. She comes out here. And while he was out here, he decided to play on the mall. Like, you know, the Aspen Mall. And he's amazing. He can play all the legends. And there's a guy watching him and he puts some money in his, because he doesn't need the money, but the kid's, you know, earning his own keef. And this guy puts money in his thing and he's watching. And then he goes, keep up the good work. He goes, my name's Eric Clapton. And the kid then starts playing Layla for him. Like, that happens. And only in Aspen would that happen, all the Hamptons. Like, it's just crazy like that. People, he's walking on the street, no one bugging him.
Wow.
A lot of people probably didn't recognize him because his glasses and hat and stuff. But it's a place where you can come and be free for, you know, Mariah Carey loves it because she comes and she's just able to do her own thing.
Which is nice, right? They're just people.
Yeah.
Are you upset that you're, you know, as we wrap up, like, are you upset that your scenes are like limited and like, you know, like, do you care like when something doesn't make it, like this fight, you know, you mentioned with Contessa or whoever, like, do you care about that?
Not really, because I still get paid, so it doesn't bother me. But I just don't like it if I'm shown to not be honest or be in a bad light, because to me, like, I don't have a reason to lie. So things are going to come up this season. I don't know how it's going to be shown, but I'm so easygoing. Like, if I'm in it, great. If I'm not in it, great. I love being a friend of the show. I love being a part of it. But if in the future that doesn't happen, you know, I'm a busy girl. I've got a lot going on. So it's not going to be, I won't be shedding any tears.
And like you said, like, you get paid regardless, right?
Yes, I get paid regardless. So.
And then before we wrap up, do you have any guilty pleasures? Like, you know, like, do you like, it doesn't have to be reality TV, like any TV shows, movies, music, or are you just, oh, I mean.
I love shoes and purses. I'm always buying shoes and purses. Like, my husband's like, oh my God, do you really need more shoes and purses? But I like them because you don't have to try them on. You can just see them and buy them. I love jewelry. I love bracelets. I tend to gather a lot of, I've got hundreds of bracelets. I love chocolate. And I love a good glass of champagne.
Those are all good. I'm a watch and a bag person myself. Like, I'm a sucker for a bag.
Not so much, because I hate trying on clothes in a store. I prefer to buy them, try them on, return them. But you go in a store and the purse is sitting right there. You don't have to do anything. You just have to pay for it. Like, it's, or shoes, you just put your feet in and it's done. Like, to me, or jewelry, put it on. Yeah. So that's my thing, accessories more than the.
We are so similar. Same thing. It's like, then it doesn't really matter what you wear. If you have the right bag or the watch, you're like, okay, I kind of just rolled out of bed, but I have this nice bag. So, like, I'm obviously, you know, let me in.
I love shoes and I love jewelry. Jewelry. I've always been like that. When I was a little kid, there was a jewelry store right by where we lived. And my sister says every day, I was like 4 or 5 years old, they'd say, which one do you like? And I'd go, the biggest ring, whichever was the biggest. It didn't matter. I like the biggest. And I'm still kind of like that girl. So
that's okay.
I love diamonds.
Listen, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to cover before we go? I can't wait to watch the rest of the season. It is such a great season, but I like to give people a chance at the end. Anything I didn't bring up?
No, it's just going to be a fun season. You know, some of the things that come up, you've got to take with a grain of salt, but all will be revealed, as we say. All will be revealed.
Just wait to the end and all will be revealed. And if it's not, it will be revealed at the reunion. So we have to
Oh my God, the reunion's... I'm not going to be there, I don't think, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. I can't wait. It's such a great show. Well, listen, thank you for coming back again. You know, come back anytime. Say hi to Ramona for us in Aspen. And don't work too hard. So, like, I'll share your socials with everyone who doesn't follow you if they want to. But, like, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, David. And I'll be calling you about Japan.
Call me. I have a lot to say about Japan. Tokyo. I can tell you all the places to go.
Thank you, love. All right. Good to talk to you.
You too. Take care. Thank you for doing this.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.